My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and always festive star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Always festive. I had a festive Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, holiday time, you like to be festive, right?
Right. Did you travel?
I did travel, but I traveled by road, by car, so I did not have the double joy of going through airline security and navigating nasty weather throughout the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, there's new scanners they have at the airport now are covered under Obamacare as an MRI. So, so there's a $15 copay, but still. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So anyway, well, yeah, we thought we would talk a little bit about the hazards of airport security travel today and just in case anybody needs it for when they're coming home.
Exactly. It's the busiest travel week of the year, the couple days before Thanksgiving and the Sunday afterwards. So get ready, folks. Here's what's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here tonight to help explain a few things about airport security. Now, we know you have a choice when it comes to invasive security measures, and we're glad you choose us at the TSA. I'm here tonight to give you a hands-on demonstration as to what to expect the next time you go to the airport. You will have two options when it comes to airport security. Number one, you can go through the full body scanner, or as we like to call it in the TSA, the ISL, ISF machine. I see London, I see France. Or you can choose what I recommend and have a full body pat down by yours truly. And we will also be doing random pat-downs throughout the airport, totally at random. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter who you are. We'll choose you for no particular reason at all. It could be anything. Wowie, wow, wow! Excuse me, ma'am. You've been chosen for a random pat-down. May I see your ID, please? Thank you. Is this a bottle of water? We can't have water on an airplane. I don't know what you're thinking. All right, here we go. Right here, please. Every time I see a pretty girl in line, I start to hoping that she will choose a pat-down instead of x-rays so I can start groping. Since the TSA said it's okay to be fondled by some slob, we've been flooded with complaints as well as applications for this job. So put your cans in the hands of the man who steals your water. Let this hunk give the junk in your trunk ooh, a little squeeze. Nice. Now you can start to do your part. Just raise your hands and please put your cans in the hand of the man with the GED.
My mama told me what to do with guys like you before the age of 7. She said try avoiding guys who aren't fit to work at 7-Eleven.
When you're in line, your body's mine. That backside could hide a gun.
When you're groped by a dope, well, you know the terrorists have won.
I demand that you stand where the handbook says you ought to. Come on. I demand that you stand.
Just do what you must do.
Says on your ID, your name is Lee.
But once my name was you, you've been putting your hand on the gland of a man.
Ooh.
Now the joke's on you.
Didn't see that one coming, Elena.
Oh man, yeah, you can almost get a massage that way, can't you?
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, I know a lot of people who drive when they would have flown otherwise now because of that. Not to mention the fact that it's just kind of a hassle to fly.
Well, and we have people in the group who we fly so often that they don't want to go through those X-ray machines all the time, so because they think maybe that's not good for you either. So they ask for the pat down, and I don't know, lesser of two evils. I don't know which it is.
So as they're going through the pat down, are they thinking about lyrics to describe their circumstances?
Yeah, well, that's where we get a lot of our material, real life. Yep. So we're working on a new song for you this week. For next week, we got John Kerry, you know, who I think through sheer charisma has has been talking with the Iranians. So I'll try to get you Stand By Iran next week.
Very nice. Elena, we are very thankful for the capital steps. Good to have you guys with us.
Turkeys, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Good luck with the shows, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, see you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.